A weak solidarity brekkie team, listener, when people with disabilities were whooping it up after that her, then his, Most Gracious Majesty's commission brought down its report after a mere 4 years, and given the myriad of problems and disadvantage uncovered, action is so urgent that the government said it will act immediately to hold a review into what recommendations it will adopt, and hopefully will review the review and send that review to a Senate committee to review, which will then be reviewed, but expects to have an answer in less than 4 years. What would you call moving slowly? We asked Minister Rushmore and Moore. This is too important and urgent to contemplate moving slowly. She was all concern. Now, I must admit to a heinous error. I don't know what came over me last week. Sincere apologies to all caring employers who were so upset after we described as another fly in paradise a tax bill aimed at getting some tax out of multinationals, but attacked by the caring business class as having unforeseen consequences. Presumably, we said, like, they might have to pay some. They weren't consulted, they complained, and this is my heinous error. We know that when the government wants to change laws for, say, armed robbery, I said it always consults the Armed Robbers and Murderers Union. Sincere apologies to all caring employers, to the caring business class, for comparing them to armed robbers and murderers. They are not armed robbers. They do it legally, without the armed bit. Meet award standards which legalise wage slavery, for instance. Well, mostly, sometimes they make the odd error due to the intricacies of the awards. Interesting that, how they can draw up the most complicated contracts ensuring they win whatever happens, and then become instantly dyslexic the second they try to read an award. Apologies, because they only resort to the armed bit in extreme circumstances and then legally, utilising the legal arms of the trained killer forces and the, our constabulary to follow their orders, enforcing the law. Not enforcing the law, but exploiting legal loopholes to interfere in the election cycle and election process. The US of the UN of the US of the world, the greatest ever, ever attack on democracy, as poor former Big Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor is confronted daily by the greatest corruption ever, ever. In the latest of the legal attacks on democracy, the judge, horribly biased and very corrupt. I wouldn't call such a biased and corrupt person His Honour. The prosecutor, fraudulent and grossly incompetent. Proof of the election interference campaign that every single judge and prosecution team in every single case is the most biased, most corrupt ever, ever. If anyone still has the slightest doubt about this judge being the most biased, most corrupt ever, ever, that doubt must be shattered by his biased, corrupt ruling that Donald shut up and preventing poor Donald making disparaging and untrue statements about court staff just because a beleaguered Donald merely told his social media audience the judge's clerk is the girlfriend of Democracy Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. An abuse of poor Donald's right to free speech, exacerbated by the prosecution lawyer describing him as an habitual liar. That says it all. Now we know who the liar is, summed up best by Donald himself in another moment of logic and admirable restraint. The single greatest witch hunt of all time. And that from a man who would never resort to hyperbole. On a positive note, the legacy of his last time round dragged on as Capitol Hill was transplanted to Madison Square Gardens for the sub-flyweight raving idiot title bout between the extreme right. I need to explain a slight adjustment to the normal boxing ring. The red corner is abolished altogether. The blue corner has been renamed the extreme right corner. But then that corner has been stretched, so the ring is no longer a rectangle, stretched with the ringside seating removed to create an extreme, extreme right corner. with the extreme right, KOing the extreme right in the first round, at which point not only its lights went out, but all the lights went out. And last heard, they were still stumbling around in the dark, falling over the prostrate victim, asking if anyone knew where the light switches were, how to get the lights back on. To conclude all that, we're still doing a search, unsuccessful so far, to determine whether Donald has ever, ever uttered what could be deemed a sentence in the grammatically correct sense. Also victim of a biased legal system, great contributor to the common good, fossil behemoth, Woodside with profits, thwarted by an upstart, terra nullius, non-land, non-people woman who claims, as a traditional owner, she should have been consulted over a little bit of offshore seismic activity at Woodside with's planned Scarborough gas field. A further delay to, quote, a gas project of importance to all true blue Aussies. All of us. And how do we know this is critical to our lives? Well, Lord Rupert of Wapping's usual suspect columnist told us, beware the rainbow serpent, bolt through the head alerted us. The federal court has just shown how the race politics of our elites will make us more stupidly superstitious and a lot poorer. This economic vandal, Raylene Cooper, also claimed a little bit of seismic activity would disturb the songline of Wales. Talk about superstition. Thank goodness, speaking for all of us who so cherish Lord Rupert's contributions to public discourse, bolt through the head knows song lines, the rainbow serpent are superstitious. How irrational to let superstition delay pouring more good, highly profitable fossils into the atmosphere, while a son of God, born of a virgin mother, put up the duff by a Holy Ghost, walking on water, raising the dead, turning water into wine, rising from the dead, and then ascending along with the Virgin Mum into space is fact, not superstition. Bolt through the head knows all that, but his warnings were franked by the prophet Trump's survival great fossil behemoths who know what's good for good for somebody. Anyway, who told us the government is ignoring major Asian trading partners' demands for LNG, liquefied natural gas, and this would hurt our economy and our reputation as a reliable polluter, franked even further yesterday by the former head of Tokyo Gas, who warned any disruption to the LNG supply would have huge impacts on millions of people. And all agree, well, I'll clarify that, all except Boltrud the head agree, because he knows there's no need to address climate change because there is no such thing as climate change. It's a conspiracy of the warmists based on no stronger evidence than the climate changing. All except assure us polluting with gas, CO2, methane, is essential to a transition from polluting with gas, CO2, methane, and associated fossils. Impact on millions of people, and like providing all that pollution will not have an impact on billions of people, on all people. I'm sure caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo constable Peter Duffer and Warren Munding the Waters would attest that Raylene Cooper destroying the economy and postponing all that pollution will only become worse if we vote yes. If you don't know, stay ignorant, like us. Battling superstition and ignorance, for that matter, isn't the only barrier confronting the Minerals Profits Council. Workers. Workers egged on by an ignorant socialist government. It has, quote, accused the government of using road safety as cover to deliver unprecedented power to the Transport Workers Union and drive up costs for all businesses. Listen to this for industrial disaster listener. Imposing obligations on the industry supply chain participants in promoting equitable workplace relations, a safe and sustainable industry, and sustainable competition or fairness. Good God. Have we ever heard anything as threatening and superstitious as equitable workplace relations, safe and sustainable workplaces, and competition and fairness? It's an evil union plot. Why, the Minerals Profits Council representing the great fossil behemoths knows what's good for all of us. Yes, it agreed. We must have inequitable workplace relations. As Tim Gunnermeek more and more said so wisely, workers must know they work for the boss in unsustainable, unsafe workplaces. And if we don't have unfair competition, how can we make a killing? See, just pure common sense. Unlike those naive socialists and their paymasters, the evil union bosses, who have no respect for good bosses. Notice the dynamo who lost the past two state elections with a caring business class party, the lobster with a mobster, has been promoted back to the shadow front bench. And who says that lot is short on talent? Finally, the recent Socialist Party conference passed a motion asking the government to consider appointing a worker representative to the $250 billion Futures Fund, headed by former caring business class economic guru Peter Cost the Workers' Hello Bosses, and stacked with good, responsible, caring business class members. Well, the government obviously considered it. This week it appointed Mary Rinst, real name, to the board. A real working class background as 20 years with the Macquarie Wealth Bank. Well, I suppose she's sort of a worker. Oh, and Mary chairs a not-for-profit, The Hunger Project, quote, which aims to end hunger and poverty. And hasn't that worked well? In fact, given the altruism and community commitment of our banks and great corporations, it's hard to believe there is hunger and poverty. Good morning.